Let's get to our first story here, and it came out on, it looks like Friday of this week, of last week, Thursday night, Friday morning, this dropped, didn't really catch fire, and I didn't really see it until this weekend. This is from American Military News. Military courts could order red flag gun confiscation laws under the NDAA bill that was passed by 135 of your, yes, your Republicans, your fighters, those defenders of democracy.
But
Yeah, they
wait,
couldn't.
wait, wait. They were promised that if they passed that they would give them other things to talk about on the socialist side from the Democrats, and that the Republican senators would knock that out.
That just sounds, even your explanation is just confusing. So,
words, they were lied to. You know, that's why they went along with it and signed it. That's the excuse I saw over the weekend, was that they signed it. This is coming from your boy, One-Eyed Crenshaw there.
My boy, pirate, the dread pirate Crenshaw?
Yeah, the dread pirate Crenshaw said he voted for it because he was promised by the Democrats that it was just a bargaining tool so they could talk about their infrastructure and knock out some of them socialist deals, and that the Senate wouldn't allow that to happen, that they also, too, would knock that out.
Well, this impacts you. You're a vet.
Yeah, I'm a vet. I'm just saying, you know, I'm being very, very sarcastic, by the way.
Oh, I
know.
Because
we know he was lied to.
Oh,
no, that's not going to happen. He probably just pulled that one out of thin sky just to make him look better.
Yeah, right. That sounds like ridiculous political talk, but it impacts guys like you now because there's a provision in the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act, which would allow military courts to issue protective orders, which are red flag laws, in that 1,300-page bill. In this legislation, so all my vets out there, take a listen. In this legislation, those beholden to the United States Code of Military Justice could be issued a military court protective order by a military judge or magistrate, which would make, quote, possessing, receiving, or otherwise accessing a firearm illegal. A military court protective order issued on the ex parte basis shall restrain a person from possessing, receiving, or otherwise accessing a firearm, and a military court protective order issued after the person to be subject to the order has received notice and opportunity to be heard on the order shall restrain such person from doing all those things.
They've been threatening that since PTSD came about, since they started diagnosing it more. That's why a lot of veterans won't go forth and get the help they need, because the moment they report to their VA doc, they get their rights taken away.
Also, let's think about this too, Justin, for a second. What's happening right now? What do we had a phone call on Friday that Mike had from an awesome guy in Massachusetts whose name I forgot. He's in the military. He's probably going to get out. We have Mike from Restoring the Faith Media. We have a bunch of other really good value-based men and women.
You mean terrorists?
Yeah, well, come on, man. Let me get to the point. Don't knock me off my perch, man. I got too much ADD. But you're right. Correct. Terrorists. Super terrorists. But they're getting all of these men and women who have military training and who have the ability to push back against the regime. Look what they're doing. They're making people like Justin and others, and Mike from the Story of the Faith Media and others. Now, and somebody in the chat room is correct, every single one of these people who leave citing the vax, citing the jab, that they are going to be marked for something that will put them on this military court protective order, which means they won't have access to any kind of firearms. So this is 100%, the government sees what's happening. They know that they're going to lose all the good ones, and they're going to be left with the fat lesbian transgender idiots that don't know that the safety's on or off. right? They're going to be like, oh, I'm going to shoot you. Click, click, click. Oh, yeah, the safety's on, dummy. Those people are going to be left. All the trigger pullers, all the operators, all the guys that could rip some stuff up, they're going to be denied, even though the joke's on them, because I got enough guns for all y'all. You heard a Home Depot. You got Barrett Depot, baby. I got you covered. Mr. David Simpson, too. He's a former military. I don't know if it appeals to him. I don't know if it applies to him, though, because he hasn't been in for a while.
Yeah, it exactly wouldn't apply to me either. I've already got my honorable discharge, my DD-214. Unless they figure out a way to retroactive all that stuff.
I don't think they can do that. I think it's only going to be an active, you know, for anybody that leaves as of right now.
Because I left out, despite my injury, and I still had the highest rating I could get on my DD-214 and was able to re-enlist if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Can't now because I'm old.
Shucks. But yeah, no, you guys are fine. It's going to be like guys from Mike from Restoring the Faith Media and the gentleman we heard to on Friday. That's the correct way to look at this. All the trigger pullers, all the operators, all the good, honest, principled people that signed up to serve these United States from a place of good are now going to be subject to not be able to have this right, which it is. It's a right from God. It's not a right granted from the government. You have the right. And as the armed Catholic, I can go toe-to-toe with any libtard idiot that says you don't. You have the right. You have the God-given right, and the Catholic Church supports the right to defend yourself and your community. And, you know, secular father government here is going to come on in and try to tell you you can't.
It wouldn't surprise me if the VA tried to do something like that, though.
I'm sure the VA is going to be the front line of doing stuff like that, too. I'm sure they're going to say, have you taken the jab? And somebody says, no, I haven't. Well, why haven't you? And then they'll say, they'll list it as some kind of mental defect, right? Because they already have said, there are already articles out there that say, I wish I had connected, I just made this connection. You guys have probably seen this too, that they're already saying the roots of the anti-vax movement are what? Their white nationalist movement. I'll find that on the other side of the break and connect it. They're already saying anti-vaxxers, us, you and I, our movement is rooted in white nationalist racist ideology. So if you say, I'm not taking the jab, they're going to be like, oh, why, are you a white supremacist, sir? And then you get the, when have you stopped beating your wife conundrum. They're going to be like, oh, how long have you been a white supremacist? And you're like, well, you're an anti-vaxxer, and that an anti-vax ideology is rooted in white supremacy. It's all, it is. Like the Marvel Cinematic Universe used to say, it's all connected.